Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Hey, listen for your chance to win two tickets to see Eric Church with special guest Ella Langley at KeyBank Center on February 13th, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Sal Capaccio here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Want to remind everybody that I will be live Thursday at Northtown Kia for this show. Come on by, say hi. 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst, 10 to 12. Grab a Paula's Donuts while supplies last. Score some awesome WGR swag. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. Let's get to Zach in Lakeview. Hi, Zach. Go ahead.
Hey, Sal. Two things. Your arrows up, arrows down. Wide receiver separation, huge arrow down. And then the big dogs up front, offensive defensive line, was a huge arrow up for me. Played football for 18 years, so seeing that on the offensive line, so seeing that was a bright spot. My question for you is, people say, even a previous caller that you had, Sean McDermott, we don't want him calling play calls because he needs to be invested in the game management. How come when a head coach such as Andy Reid calls the offensive play calls, it's not an issue and they're as involved in the game? But it would be a problem for a defensive coach. I mean, someone that played for so long, I don't understand that correlation as to why that would be an issue.
Because generally the thought is, and this doesn't have to be black and white, as you know, Zach, right? I mean, there's a lot of nuance here. But generally the thought is, when you're an offensive play caller, you're thinking ahead to time and distance. You can't control that as a defensive play caller because the other team has the ball. Generally, game management comes along with offensive football, which is, okay, how do I want to play this series? What do I want to do time-wise? If you're the defensive play caller, you're so invested in thinking about the next series on defense that people think that takes away from how you're thinking to manage the game when you're on offense, if that makes sense. Yes or no? You know what I mean?
That's why you have coordinators at the end of
right.
the day, right?
Yep. Like that's right. That's exactly right.
He says all the time how he has a conglomerate or, you know, we discuss this as a group. I guess that goes hand in hand. I mean, so...
People think it this way. There's a better way for me to say it. People believe, whether it's right or wrong, people believe that if you're concentrating on calling the defensive plays and setting up what's going up next, and you're not as much really involved in what's going on when your offense is on the field. But if you're an offensive play caller, you're already doing that organically, you know? So it just makes it an easier thing to do during the game.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess that's... Schematically, I think it's just a different way to look at it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just think it's a perception. And fair we can enough. See. And I think a good coach is a good coach, right? If you're a good coach, you can be able to handle that and do that. I don't know if I explained that right, but I think everybody understands what I'm saying. It's not, you know, offensive play callers don't get this flack. They don't. That's right. Andy Reid doesn't. He's a great coach, though. An offensive play caller, as a head coach, people think that's kind of natural. You're calling the plays, you're thinking ahead, you're thinking about time management. That goes hand in hand with what you're doing calling the plays. A defensive play caller is calling the plays on your defensive end, and then when your offense has the ball, you're thinking about what to do on defense, so you're not thinking about the offensive game management point, which is kind of your job, their big job as a head coach, and that's why people push back on that. That's all I'm saying. That if you're going to have Sean McDermott call the defensive plays and you want that, then you better be willing to say, hey, I'm okay with that part of it that he's able to do. That comes... That's why people say, you should have an offensive play caller as a head coach. I don't believe that. I've never had. I think a good coach is a good coach. A good head coach is a good head coach. Doesn't matter which side of the ball that head coach comes from. Some head coaches are really good. They came from offense. Some are defense. Some are special teams. It doesn't matter. Right? I mean, Bill Cowher was a special teams coordinator. He seemed to have no problem. I think special teams coordinators, by the way, actually make really good head coaches because they're the ones, as they come up, who are involved in the entire roster. They coach. They understand guys who play wide receiver and DB because they have to put them all together. So I actually think game management and roster management and how all that piece works, I think that's why special teams coordinators sometimes should get a bigger look and better look to be a head coach. Good call, though. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. Let's get to what happened in the NFL over the weekend. We start with Thursday night. We talked about this on Friday. The Chargers with a big win over the Vikings, 37-10. The Chargers moved to 5-3. Vikings dropped to 3-4. But yesterday, Dolphins all over the Atlanta Falcons, 34-10. Tua Tagovailoa with four touchdown passes on only 205 yards passing, by the way. But the Dolphins did a great job on defense against the Kirk Cousins-led and Drake London-less Atlanta Falcons. 34-10. Miami gets their second win of the year. Baltimore, they get a win without Lamar Jackson and without Derrick Henry doing too much. He did have two touchdowns, I should say, but 71 yards, 3.4 yards a carry. Snoop, Tyler Huntley, 186 yards passing, but really the key here was they forced Caleb Williams into an interception. They were able to contain DeAndre Swift to 45 yards, and the Baltimore Ravens moved to 2-5. The Bears dropped to 4-3. How about the New York Jets? 39 points against the Bengals. This is a Jets team that can't get out of their own way on offense. All of a sudden, they scored 39 points. Hold on, I got to do something here. I got to look at this. Let me read this. Ready? Okay, ready? One of these things is not like the other. Here we go. You ready? 6, 11, 22, 21, 27, 10, 39. That's the number of points the Jets scored previously until this game.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
Right? Think about that. They did score 32 against the Steelers of all teams to start the year. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they lost that game?
Yep.
But in this game, I mean, I said it, Joe, the Bills better score 50 against the Bengals, I think, the way their defense looks right now. Now, I know that that's hard, and that it's a, I'm being a bit sarcastic there, but holy cow.
Yeah, they should have no problem putting up a good number of points. If they could put 40 up against Carolina, who actually has a good rushing defense,
yeah,
like kind of going into the game, there's no reason they shouldn't be able to pick apart the Bengals' defense. But it's Tyrod Taylor expected to start. Oh, no, we have to go back with Justin
yes.
Fields again. And he, I mean,
did you hear his
39
post-game?
Points. I saw the quote.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I didn't catch it.
Right. He said something about how it was really tough on him last week. He went into a closet and cried.
Yes.
Like, he was very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Very open. I love that he was able to share that. And I'm happy for Justin Fields. Jets fans, it's been a long road to get their first win. 133 yards from Breece Hall. Joe Flacco, 223, two touchdowns. One goes to T. Higgins, one goes to Chase Brown, who also scored on the ground. The Bengals dropped to 3-5. Jets 1-7. Don't look now, but the Houston Texans are coming to life a little bit here. They're now 3-4 after C.J. Stroud threw for 318 and two touchdowns against a very good 49ers defense, albeit a little bit banged up now. 49ers offense couldn't do much. Christian McCaffrey only 25 yards on the ground. Mac Jones 193 passing and two touchdowns. 49ers 5-3, Texans 3-4. Bills play Texans on Thursday night, November 20th. Boy, the Cleveland Browns, we're going to have something on them in a minute, but they get five sacks from Myles Garrett, and they lose. Myles Garrett becomes the first player in NFL history, I believe, to have five sacks and lose a game.
Yeah.
Is that what I read?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I've seen people say, oh, I feel for him, like that stinks. He chose to stay there.
He chose this.
He was all about, oh, it's not about the money. I just want to go win somewhere.
Right.
And then he took the money. And that's what you're dealing with.
That's exactly right. The Browns actually had a lead in this game, 7-3, 7-6 late in the second quarter. The Patriots have a field goal at the end of the quarter, the end of the half, and then they go out in the second half and just run away with it, 32-13. And how about Drake May? Another fantastic performance, 18 of 24, 282, three touchdowns and an interception for Drake May and the Patriots, who go to 6-2 to lead the AFC East. Browns dropped to 2-6. The Philadelphia Eagles sort of kind of got back on track, especially Saquon Barkley, who's had a tough time running the ball this year, but not yesterday. 150 and a tutty against the New York Giants, who lose Cam Scataboo. Awful injury for Cam Scataboo.
Yeah, that was gruesome. He's had a phenomenal season,
yeah,
and it's a shame to see him go out like that,
yeah,
but you know, he'll come back from that. I didn't see exactly what it was. I knew he was going to a local hospital.
I think dislocated ankle was what I read, but we'll see exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But it didn't look good from what everybody said, and I didn't particularly see it. Jackson Dart, 193 yards passing and a touchdown. Jalen Hurts, four touchdown passes.
A little bit of a return to form for the
Eagles. Yeah, 179. He also ran for 22 yards. So Eagles, 6-2. It's funny, here come the Eagles at 6-2. All the discourse about the Eagles, WIP and Philly, our sister station, they're taking calls about how bad they are. They're 6-2, oh, by the way,
right,
the defending champs. The Giants dropped to 2-6. You have to wonder about the future of Brian Daboll at this point, where it's going in New York. Probably end of the year. I'm sure he survives this season, but let's see, because the quarterback has looked pretty good. Little chance here, but their schedule's tough.
It is a tough schedule. They have a lot of games, tough games to play, and, I mean, Dart has actually been somewhat impressive.
Yeah.
Like last week, even when they lost to the Broncos, that was just an insane comeback by Denver. Like, yeah, Jackson Dart did throw an interception there, but it was like 33 points in the last few minutes there. They came back. It's unbelievable.
The Saints dropped to 1-7, which gets you to, do they trade Shaheed? Do they trade Olave? What are they doing with their roster? But yesterday they couldn't do much against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Only 3 points scored. Bucks win 23-3. Bucks move to 6-2. Also, they're coming to Buffalo here in a few weeks, but they couldn't really run the ball as well as they normally could. The Saints defense is not that bad, folks. The Saints, they kept Baker Mayfield in check. 152, no touchdowns. The leading rusher for the Bucs was Sean Tucker with 42 yards, former Syracuse Orange, by the way. Sean Tucker, 42 yards. But the Saints' offense isn't very good. And a couple of different quarterbacks for them. Shook, I believe.
Yeah, they did bench Rattler yesterday.
They did bench him, and they both had 136 for Rattler, 128 for Shook. Neither one threw a touchdown pass, and the Saints dropped to 1-7. Big win for the Broncos. They look good over the Dallas Cowboys, 44-24. They beat the Cowboys. They go to 6-2 also. How about the Denver Broncos right now? It's 6-2. They're leading the AFC West at this point with that record. The Cowboys dropped to 3-4-1. The Cowboys, they get from CeeDee Lamb. I thought he had a pretty good day. I guess not as much as I thought. Looking at the stats here, their offense scores 24 points there. This prolific offense that the Broncos did a nice job against, but the Broncos offense on the other side was the story of this game. J.K. Dobbins, 111 yards rushing, but it was R.J. Harvey with the two scores on the ground. Bo Nix, 247 and four touchdown passes for the Broncos. Like I said, who now go to 6-2. How about the Colts, though? 7-1, and it's not ending anytime soon with the schedule in front of them. They just take care of the Titans. 38-14. Jonathan Taylor, 153 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Daniel Jones, 272 passing and three touchdowns. They're just a machine right now. Tajay Spears ran for 59, and Cam Ward threw for 259 for the Titans, who dropped to 1-7. They could wind up with the number one pick 2 years in a row if this keeps up. And then late last night, Steelers had a 16-7 lead over the Packers, but then the Packers, and a 19-14 lead, but then the Packers just start rattling off yards and points, and Jordan Love completes 20 straight passes in the game and winds up with 360 and three touchdowns against that very, very highly paid Steelers defense that really can't seem to stop anybody right now. Aaron Rodgers in his first game against the Packers after joining the Steelers, 24 of 36, 219 and two touchdowns. Not enough, though. It was Tucker Kraft. 7 catches, 143, and 2 touchdowns. He might win NFC Offensive Player of the Week, a tight end for the Green Bay Packers, who now go to 5-1-1. Steelers 4-3. Take a look at these standings. They are still atop. Steelers are 4-3. There's still only one game ahead of the Bengals, by the way. They're two wins, ahead of the Ravens at 2-5. They're still leading the division. Broncos 6-2, Chargers 5-3, Chiefs 4-3, and tonight, Chiefs take on the Washington Commanders. We got that game?
Believe so, yeah.
Because no Sabres tonight.
No Sabres tonight. I'll double check. But
Just want to make sure. All right, we'll take a timeout here. Sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, on the way. I got some audio I got to play for you on hey, buddy, my buddies. Over in a different city covering another team. I'll tell you about that when we get back here on WGR.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.